Going to wipe the microphone. Manbeardians here reporting. We are in the Garden of Versailles, Louis XIV, the Sun King. Here we are. We are thinking about various Manbeard possibilities of Louis XIV having some sort of reverse influence. Manbeardian reverse influence on Louis XIV. Alright, here we are. There we're approaching a giant fountain here. It's not fountaining, but yet still being a fountain. Comes a little zip-mobile. And from Versailles.
Perhaps to prisoner 432.
Squeaking and squawking is only allowed by the gulls. To try to get a little bit closer here on these gulls. Let's see if we can do something here. I may get pooped on, but it will be worth it. approaching here marked territory, Manbeardian.
Yes, marked territory. Yeah, I'm completely blown away by what I would call a bird. Never seen one like it in my life. Yes, indeed, it's true. I'm looking at one now. It's got a black tail, white tail, gray wing, and it's got a sort of a long beak and a round head with little black ears and little black eyes, almost looking like two eyes, one slightly lower than the other one.
I'm on each side of... Well.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, we have this fountain here. We're at Versailles. Did you mention that, David Lefrery? I assume that you did, but I can't be sure of everything myself. I can't do everything around here.
Actually from Membertown.
Now, we have,
No Charles. I don't know where he is.
Shit. We have, sea creatures coming out of the fountain. We have, horses pulling... an individual in a chariot.
I believe it is Neptune.
Okay, he believes it's Neptune. I insist that it is merely an individual. Right. Pulled by individual horses, surrounded by individual horn players who are not playing horns, they are playing snakes. Who are not really snakes, they are playing...